The President of Liberia denounced the order of the Civil Law Court to shut down Spoon Network Incorporated. We believe the action is arbitrary, intimidating, and is considered as an attack on the fundamental principles of democracy and a direct infringement on the freedom of expression and the free press.
A libel suit, or let's say defamation suit, was brought against Spoon FM since November last year. Was there a trial? How did the court reach the decision to shut the station down?
Yes, there was a trial, but I still find it difficult to understand how this rate of closure came about. This has been a case that started since January, and at its fourth day's chamber section, the court ruled granting the first defendant, which is Spoon Communication Network, a separate trial for the fact that the second defendant in Stanton Waterspoon was brought in the matter through a newspaper publication and is not in the bailiwick of the country. So as such, in the opinion of the court, they said the first defendant does not have the standing and the capacity to raise issue for and on behalf of the second defendant in Stanton Waterspoon. So based on the facts, and as such, the parties cannot be tried together. And the court ruled and said it was ruled to trial. So I do not understand where the closure is coming from.
You said in your press release that the courts are being used to silence or hinder the press in Liberia. Who is using the courts to curtail press freedom in Liberia?
The court is a part of a branch of government, and there is nothing that they will do that will not have a reflection or something to do with the government or about the government.
Information Minister Lejehu Renin has said that the decision to shut down Spoon FM was strictly a legal matter and that the Liberian government did not play a role. He also said the government of President George Weah has always respected freedom of speech and the press.
I respond to the Information Ministry. The president has always respected freedom of speech. Yes, we agreed. About almost 2 years now, the Press Union of Liberia petitioned this government to investigate brutalities, harassment, and intimidation against journalists that are perpetrated by security actors and some other government officials. Up to date, we are yet to have a response from this government.
What options do you think are available to Spoon FM and to the Press Union of Liberia other than condemning the action?
The President of Liberia is urging the relevant authorities, including the Civil Law Court, to reconsider their decision and reinstate the operations of Spoon Network Incorporated. Knowing that the freedom of the press is a vital component of a functioning democracy, especially during this crucial time of our country. So the closure of this network but a court suggests a deliberate attempt to restrict or suppress the press, which is a fundamental pillar of a democratic society.